Hey there, welcome along. I hope you have had a fantastic week. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So big news first, the Android 11 developer preview page very briefly appeared online yesterday, fueling the rumours that we might be a little closer to the start of the dev preview than initially thought. However, there were no downloads on site and the page was quickly pulled offline before anyone was able to delve in and find out more. Of course, we are steadily edging towards I/O 2020, where we're hoping to learn more over the coming months. Google Messages 5.7 looks as though it's prepping the ability to react to messages, like the recently rolled out on Twitter for DMs, and is already available on iPhone with iMessage. There's also some Snapchat image drawing features set to come, with all of the new features relying on RCS, the new rich communication services that has rolled out with Messages' recent updates. The features are not yet available, but of course will come in a future update, and we'll let you know when they are available. Gmail version 2020.02.02 hints at the resurrection of some popular inbox features, like the ability to bundle emails, add labels, and on top of that, it's adding the smart mail cards that are kind of the thing that you see when you see on top of emails with travel information or flight arrival time and departure time. For diehards of inbox, the features will hopefully be coming to a future Gmail update. Google is now rolling out an update to Android Auto that shows the current weather in your main status bar view for quick information without having to launch the dedicated weather app. The status bar icon shows the current temperature alongside a dynamic icon that changes depending on the weather conditions. On top of that, over 70 new cars have been added to the Android Auto platform, including supercars from Ferrari alongside regular cars from Lexus, Audi, Jeep, and VW. And finally, Microsoft has demoed a version of Google Maps that runs on its dual-screen Surface Duo device. It gives you a far wider map view, although this build does look like a little buggy to say the least. We've got a video of it in action over on site if you do want to check it out. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
Today only, over at Woot, you can pick up the Google Pixel 3 XL with 64GB of storage for $399. It typically goes for as much as $899 direct from Google, or around $500 at retailers like Best Buy. While this is a previous generation model, today's savings marks one of the best prices we've ever seen, so it's certainly worth an eye if you're willing to skip some of the latest technology. You can also pick up a two-pack of Google's Nest Cam Outdoor for $238, which is as much as $160 from the regular going rate. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter under the same name so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals that we share throughout the month of February.
That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.